Good morning, everyone. My name is Alan Acosta. I'm a regional director out of the Southern Ohio market. I want to welcome you to the Morning Mojo Call. The Morning Mojo Calls are done Tuesday through Thursday, just a 10 to 15-minute call to help brighten up your day, to get you started on the right path this morning. And listen, I just stopped by to hopefully to do just that, hopefully to brighten up your day, to get you on the right foot, as they say, to help hopefully brighten up your day. And so this morning, just want to get right to it. Just want to get right to my topic this morning. I got a great book I want to drop into your spirit this morning, if I could. And the title of the book, and it's going to be the title of my topic this morning, is 10 Powerful Phrases for Positive People. And it's by Rich DeVos. Well, now to begin, 10 Powerful Phrases for Positive People. It's by Rich DeVos. That's D-E-V-O-S. And I thought this would be a great book to end the year on. Because, see, we're positive people in a positive company doing positive things for a negative country, for a negative world. And we're going to do some positive things. And I thought that, you know, this year has been such a hard and trying year that I thought I want to end this on a positive note as we go into 2022, because we're going to do some great things in 2022. And I thought that this better way to start this is that to get you off on the right foot. And I want to give you my take on this book. And I want to pause for a moment. And I always like, you know, if you ever wondered why I say I want to give you my take, is that I could tell you what the author said, and I could read and tell you exactly what they thought, but I want to give you my take, because it's very important that I give you my take, because it's, my take is really what I do. Because, see, if I tell you what they said, I may not do that. Because it's their take. I think it's very important that when somebody presents a book, they give you what they think, because what they think is what they're going to do. And so this morning, I'm going to give you my take on this book, because I think when I read this book, and this book is coming out of my library, I had the privilege of meeting Mr. DeVos. See, Mr. DeVos is the one of the founders of Amway. And we know Amway is one of those companies that's been around for a very long period of time, but I had the privilege of meeting him, and he is a very positive guy. In fact, he reminds me a lot of Mr. Greg Provenzano. Since Mr. Provenzano is an extremely positive guy. If you ever had the privilege of meeting Mr. Provenzano personally, you will always walk away from him being knowing that he is an extremely positive guy. When you meet him and you walk away from him, you will walk away from him uplifted. You'll walk away from him being encouraged. You'll walk away from him having the feeling of knowing who he is and that he believes in you. And so this morning, before I begin, let me tell you what those 10 powerful phrases are. And I'm not going to go through all of them and try to explain them. I'm going to pick my top three for you. But let me tell you what the 10 powerful phrases are. And I'll give you to them in the order that Mr. DeVos gave them, list them. And the first one was that I'm wrong. The second one is I'm sorry. The third one is that you can do it. The fourth was, I believe in you. The fifth was, I'm proud of you. The sixth is, thank you. Seven is, I need you. Eight is, I trust you. Nine is, I respect you. And number 10 is, I love you. And those were, when I read through his reasoning and his thought process for those, I was completely blown away. And I would highly recommend that you get this book for your library, because when you read through those and you start to internalize what he was getting to it can't help but to motivate you and to give you a whole new perspective on being positive, because as leaders, it's our responsibility to be positive, to be nurturing, and to be uplifting. And so here's my top three when I read through his analogies. My top three was, I'm wrong. My number two is, I believe in you. And my number three is, I love you. And so for the next few minutes, I want to go through and tell you why I chose those three. The first is, I'm wrong. See, a lot of times as leaders, we sometimes have a hard time admitting that we're wrong. But see, and you might say, what does that have to do with being positive? And it has everything about being positive, because see, you can't be positive if you can't admit you're wrong. And see, because see, that's the first thing that will make you extremely negative, is that people can't trust you to admit that you're wrong. And see, a lot of times we want to put ourselves as that we can do no wrong, is that, hey, by all means, I'm never wrong. That's your first negative mistake. And see, you will always appear positive when you can admit that you're wrong and say that you're wrong. It will always, not, don't say you're wrong and you're not wrong. Say you're wrong when you're wrong, and say it sincerely. And say it to the right people that you should be saying it to. Don't make it generalized. Go right to the person that you have committed the wrong to and tell them that you're wrong. Because at that point, you will be extremely positive in their eyes. And you will win them over. And you'll become extremely positive in their eyes. Because at that point, you will win a friend. And so for me, that was extremely important for me, because, see, a lot of times we want to make ourselves admit that we can never do anything wrong. So my first thought was, always be willing to admit that you're wrong. You become extremely positive. The next one is that I believe in you. And see, a lot of times we don't realize that our actions sometimes can send off the most negative responses that shows that we don't believe in people. And sometimes it's so subtle, it's so adverse, and that sometimes when you take over things from people, when you don't allow them to make their mistakes. See, when you allow people to make their mistakes and be there with them, and help them to overcome their mistakes, you're showing them that you believe in them. See, just showing up and being there with people shows you that you believe in them. Even in their biggest failures, you being there shows that you believe in them. And see, even in my biggest failures, when people have been there to support me, shows me that they believe in me. You might say, well, how is that, Mr. Rhino? See, it's not so much so that I've always succeeded. It's always that somebody has been there with me to show me that, hey, get back up. Keep trying and keep trying until you succeed. That's the belief. That's the simplest things that we can sometimes do, is just being there to encourage, just being that friendly face in the audience. Shows you that, hey, just keep right on fighting. It's the friendly face. It's the smile on our faces. It's the wink of the eye. It's that just there's somebody that's out there that's showing that, hey, they're there. See, I can remember as a kid, just having my mom in the audience made me fight just a little bit harder. Just having a friendly face out there made me just go a little bit extra. Just having, hey, my leaders being right there that say, hey, I know that there's somebody there that's right there with me, made me go the extra mile. They showed me that they believed in me. And so what? It erases any negativity that anybody else could be, because, see, true friends will always be there, no matter what. And so it would always encourage me. And so that became extremely important for me, to always be there for my people, to always be there, showing up. And so when we show up, we symbolize that we believe in them. And so we always want to make sure that we're showing up and showing out, so that we make sure that people know that we believe in them. See, the world will not show up because they don't believe in us. But when we show up, we are showing that we believe in everybody we're helping. And so it's a very important show up. Just be there. It shows that we believe in them. And then this last one, I love you. See, if you've ever read the book, The Seven Languages of Love, it falls right in this. And see, when you understand people's love languages, and you read Rich's book, and understand when you say, I love you, when you learn to speak everybody's language, and you learn that sometimes it's that smile, sometimes it's just a pat on the shoulder, it's all those things just wrapped up all in one. Sometimes it's not even just saying, I love you. We love to hear it. But sometimes it's just the showing of it means so much more. Sometimes it's just that encouraging note that we send. Sometimes it's just that text emoji that we send with that a boy or the thumbs up that will encourage beyond recognition. It will set people off and make them bust through walls, make them jump over mountains. Who knows what it will do, but it's all about being positive. And so as leaders, we have that responsibility to make sure that we are encouraging people, because, see, the world gives us so much negativity. But if we stay positive, positive things come about. See, it's all about being positive. It's all about being on the positive side, because, see, positive attract positive. And positive can negate a negative any day. And so the more we stay positive, the more we repel negativity. And so today, as we end 2021, I'm looking forward to a great 2022. And see, we get ready for this game on event. Hey, it's time to turn on the positivity, because positivity is getting ready to explode in 2022. See, it's a 2-2. It means a double blessing for you and for me. And see, it means you're going to get double of everything we're looking forward to. Aren't you looking forward to a greater, better year than you had this year? See, I'm praying for you and your family. See, from me to you and to your households and to everybody afar off, to people you haven't even yet met, you're getting ready to be blessed beyond your recognition. I'm speaking blessings into everyone's household this morning. I'm getting ready to shower down on you all that you are looking forward to. See, we're getting ready to have a year beyond years this coming year. I'm looking forward to it. I'm getting ready to charge in. The rhino is cheering up. He's getting ready to bust records. He's getting ready to do things. Don't you want to do the same thing for you and your family too? So listen, let's get ready. Let's get ready to rumble, as they say. It's going to be record-breaking times. Just get ready to be a great year as we get ready to close out this year. Get ready. Get ready to rumble. Get ready to do all that you can do. Be the very best that you can possibly be, because it's your time. It's your opportunity. It's your destiny. This is our opportunity. It's the greatest time of any time to be in business. It's the best time to do all that you can do, because, listen, I love you And I hope you love me too. Because, and whether or not you do, it doesn't matter to me, because it's important to me what I think of you. And I'm thinking the very best for you. This is the Rhino, just stopping by to tell you that, hey, I'm praying for you and your family and wishing you a great and prosperous 2022. God bless you. Have a fabulous day and move into 2022 expecting every great opportunity for you. God bless.